The WVU College of Law's Center for Energy and Sustainable Development hosted their fourth annual National Energy Conference last week in Morgantown. The day-long conference examined issues affecting water in energy production. The director of the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development, James Van Nostrand, says the fourth annual energy conference was a success in that representatives from industry, government, and environmental groups all sat down at the same table to discuss important water issues.
Energy is a huge user of water. 40% of the freshwater withdrawals in the United States relate to electricity generation. And so there's a huge connection between water issues and energy issues, and we don't necessarily see the quantity issues in this region, but we definitely have water quality issues in terms of making sure that the hydraulic fracturing and the Marcellus Shale development, that those don't result in contamination of water supplies.
One panel focused specifically on exploring the impacts of shale gas development on water. Another panel considered the impacts of climate change here in Appalachia.
This region is probably going to have more water. Other parts of the country are going to have less water. But in its extreme weather events as well, you know, it's in, of course, improving the resiliency of the energy system in the face of anticipated extreme weather events. So it's, even though we don't necessarily have the scarcity issues that other parts of the country have, we do have climate change impacts that we're seeing now in West Virginia.
Other talks included discussions surrounding proposed rules from the EPA on waters of the United States and EPA's cooling water intake rules. Keynote addresses were given from representatives of the U.S. Department of Energy, as well as the Environmental Council of the United States. All of these talks and presentations are available online. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.